The Archbishop of St Andrews and Edinburgh in Scotland, Cardinal Keith O'Brien, is calling on world leaders not to forget the plight of the poor during a high-level climate change talks with heads of states at the United Nations in New York this week. The negotiations are part of a series of UN-led events to agree replacement for the Kyoto Protocol, which will be finalised in Copenhagen in December.
Climate change is already affecting the lives of millions of people in developing countries who have done least to cause the problem. Changes in seasonal weather patterns, together with more frequent floods and droughts, are making it increasingly difficult for poor communities who are highly reliant on small-scale farming to grow food and generate an income. Susie Hodges spoke with Cardinal O'Brien, who is heading a delegation of bishops and climate experts from developed and developing countries at the talks in New York.
I think it's acknowledged now that there is climate change, and obviously I'm not speaking as a scientist, but from my reading as a scientist and as a theologian, I, like many, many others, realize that something different, something difficult is happening with regard to climate changes throughout the world. And the poor are those most affected, so that we are asking the leaders of the great nations of the world to seriously consider their responsibilities to the poor of the world and how they are and will be continuing to suffer as a result of climate change.
So I saw that a UN estimate that between the year 2000 and 2004, over a quarter of a million people a year were affected by climate disasters. But what might take people, well, it certainly did me by surprise, is to learn that 98% of those disasters are in developing countries.
Yes, I think that's one of the difficulties. We do realise certain problems from time to time, perhaps as here in Scotland itself, increasing floods in certain areas or at this present time. It's a wonderfully warm September, but we're not really suffering as the poorer nations are. And as a director of our International Aid Fund, travelling to countries such as Darfur and other parts of Africa, parts of Asia, Central America, I've witnessed these changes and how people are suffering. I think that's what fires me at this present time. I've got a moral obligation, and I think that has been emphasised by Pope Benedict XVI recently in that very beautiful pastoral encyclical letter, Caritas in Veritate, when he says the environment is God's gift to everyone, and we have a responsibility toward the poor.